who should be a special source for Amir Mirazi Shehiyachyu, and Ishmas Maras Esther Basrib Shmuel. Tosis writes in Meseches Gittin, and if you dial it on a base, the Gabay Mat Neshchiv Meira, Omeri, Afal Gav de Mes Mekabel, Bechaye Nosein, Velo Kani, Ela Achar Misas Nosein, that even if the one who receives a Mat Neshchiv Meira in the life of this person, in other words, you have Reuven's dying, he gives a Mat Neshchiv Meira to Shimon, and then Shimon dies before Reuven. And therefore, even though he's only Kona after the Misa of the Nosein, which is when Reuven dies, nevertheless, Shimon's Yorshim are Kona, etc. V'afil lo noldu Yorshim akabel at achar Misa's Nosein kanu. And even if the Yorshim of the Makabel, in other words, the Yorshim of Shimon, were only born after the death of the Nosein, of the one who gave the gift, they're still kone. Afilu man de amar hamizak al uber lo kone. Even if you hold, you can't be mizake to an uber. So the question is, how do they get it? You have these. You have Reuven. Reuven gives a matana to Shimon, a mat neshchiv meira. Shimon dies before Reuven, and then Reuven dies, and this matana is now going to go to Shimon's yorshim. Even if they weren't born until after Reuven died? And the answer is, says Tosis, the Devar Shchivmera Kishemes K'misurin L'kabel Mishas Nesina Shchivmera Mirasa, because what Reuven said was already Chal from the time that he said it. So Devar Shchivmera Kishemes K'misurin is already given over from the time of the giving of the Shchivmera or the saying of the Shchivmera. So it's Chalam Afreya, and so writes the Rush, and the Tour, and Simon Kuf Chav Hey. This is Tosin Gitna Dafidal Ramad Vezi Rasli Baha. And the Rush adds a Bior, he says, Mishim Devrei Shchivmer Alin Yen Liknos Acha Misasu Chashuvim Kichsuvim 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 Lem Afreya Mishas Nesinasu Hilpach Heven Deisei Lem Akabal Bishas Mad Mos Huvra Hardavar Shizacha Mishas Hamatana Umarisha Liyarshav. So says the Rush, that the Divrei Shchivmer, as far as being Kona after Misa, are considered as if they were written, and they were given over retroactively from the time of the Nesina. And therefore, since the Makabel, since Shimon was alive, B'Shas Matan Mos, so Huvra Hadavar, that he was Zocher already then, and then he could be Morishit to his Yarshim. Because now it belongs to Shimon, L'Mafreya, and now that Shimon died, who's going to get it? His Yarshim. So Bepashtus, what this means is that after the Shchiv Mira dies, he's Mizaka L'mafreya B'kinyan Gamur Mishas HaMatana. That's the Yisod of Tosis in the Rush, that a Matna Shchiv Mira is Chal L'mafreya from the time of the Matana. Once he dies, it goes back retroactively to the time when he gave it. The Yisod L'shitas HaTosis HaRosh, and this shir is based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chaim Shmuel Evezetzal Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'shmaya. We've been going through over the years, we've gone through a lot of the Shari Chaim. We've attempted to on Kedushin and Ksubas and Gittin and Baba Basra. So this is the Shari Chaim and Simin Lamed Ches and Gittin. So he says the Yisod L'shitas HaTosis HaRosh is from the Yerushalmi and Peah. So this is all rooted in a Yerushalmi in Meseches Peah. This is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. What does it say there? Kosav, if a Shchiv Mera writes all of his nechasim and his tzava lezeh to one fella, Chazav a Kosav, then he writes a new tzava that all his nechasim are given to lezeh to another guy. So there's a machlokas amarim. Rav Amar Rav says that the Shchiv Mera yochel lachzer bo. He can't retract what he gave to the first guy, and therefore the first tzava counts, and the second one's betela. He can retract and give it to the second guy, and the first tzava is batel, and the second one's kayim. Hichavida. So now the Gemara brings a case where there's going to be a machlokes, and this is no get hilchas truma. Echosim. What do you do if among the nechasim was an eved vayarabo rishon v'asheni kohen v'ashlishi Yisrael. So what happened over here? The shchiv meira was a kohen. The makabel, the first makabel was a kohen, and the second makabel was the Yisrael. Is it mutter for this eved to eat shruma? Al date derav yachol eved lochol shruma. According to Rav, this Eved can eat Truma. Because according to Rav, the Nechasim go to the first Makabel that he's a Kohen. Al Daite to Rav Abba Barhuna, Rav Yechanan, Eino Yochel Echol B'Truma. Because they hold that the Nechasim go to the second guy, who's Yisrael. And Akol Modim, but everyone holds if the first Rebbe was Yisrael, he doesn't eat Truma. Because Shema Yavri, maybe the Shchivra will get better, and then the whole Matan is going to be Betela. It's going to be Bisparer that the Shchivmer who was Yisrael was the Adon the whole time. And the Eved can't eat Truma. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. Now, what do you see from this Gemara? You see that the matan shchiv meira is chal immediately. And therefore, if the third guy is Yisrael, this Eved can't eat Truma, according to Rav Yochanan, because he might die, and it turns out he belonged to the third guy. So it says, "Adaita de Reb Abba Bar Chuna of Reb Yechanan, Eino Yochel Echol B'Truma." Why can't he eat truma? Because if the Shchiv Meira dies, then who's Kana this Eved? The Yisrael. Turns out that he belonged to Yisrael. The question is, what's happening now? Can he eat truma now, or can he not eat truma now? So if the giver is Yisrael, then he definitely shouldn't eat Truma, because maybe he'll live and then it'll turn out he belonged to the Yisrael all along. If the first guy was a Kohen, if the giver was a Kohen and the second guy was a Kohen, then Meman of Shachi can eat Truma according to Rav, because if he lives, so then he belonged to a Kohen, and if he dies, then he belongs to the first beneficiary, who was a Kohen. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it goes to the second beneficiary, the Yisrael. And he can't eat Truma, because if the Kohen ends up dying, then it turns out that he was owned by Yisrael, and he can't eat Truma. So many achronim prove from this Gemara that the Matan Shchiv Meira goes l'mafreya, and therefore the whole discussion here is, what can we do right now? Can the man eat truma or not? Can this Eved eat truma or not? If you hold that the first matan is kayim, then he can eat truma, because either way he'll be going to a kohen. But if you hold that the second matan is kayim, he can eat truma, because maybe it'll turn out retroactively that he belonged to Yisrael. And if the first guy was a Yisrael, then l'kuli alma he can't eat, because if he lives, then the shchiv meira, then it turns out it belonged to Yisrael all along. And this is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Peichof Aleph, and the Tshuvas Achiezer in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis Osei, the Rosamech in Tzachiyah Tesir Gimel, Taisis Harid. And as we noted, it's mashma like that in Tosus and Gittin Yudalit on the Beis, in the Rosh, the Tur. However, we run into some very serious problems. And that is that there seem to be numerous sources that contradict this yisod as to whether a matan shchiv meira is l'mafreya or not l'mafreya. We wanted to say now, Tosus holds, and Yerushalmi seems to hold, matan shchiv meira is l'mafreya. First of all, we have a Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Rashi of Eino, ask, And that Shchivmer Shekosav Kol Nechasev La'Avdo Diyas L'Cheres and Mudri V'Aschar and Aman Shchivmer V'Lo Kana Lachar Misa V'Ein Get Lachar Misa. That Shchivmerah writes all of his Nechasim to his Eved, and the Eved goes out L'Cheres and he's Mudri V'Aschar, and how can it be? Man Shchivmerah is only after Misa Ein Get Lachar Misa. So how are you being Matir this Eved to be Yotzei L'Cheres? It's Lachar Misa. But according to our Tosfos, no, it's the Mafreya. So it's not Get Lachar Misa. So what's the Kasha? So you see that this Tosfos is learning that it's Lachar Misa, it's not the Mafreya. For Amad Bezeh B'Sefer Divrei Amos B'Dinei Kinyana B'Simen Gimel V'Yam Bezeh B'Achiezer B'Chilek Aleph Simen Lamed Gimel Osei V'Ayein Gam B'Sefer Divrei Emes, who explains the Mordechi in Gitnayin Zion and Beis, that the Gemara there says L'Gabi Shchiv Meira, that he wants to give his wife a get. So Rava says she should make an echazaka on the place where the get is lying. She should make a kinyan. The question is, why does she need a kinyan? So it's like he gave it to her. If the shchivmer wants to give the get, so it's like it was already given. Question is, that the Mordechi asks, why do you need a kinyan? That's the Mordechi's kasha. Divrei shchivmer kasuv mechsurim dami. And the question is, on the Mordechi, yeah, but man shchivmer is only lachar misa, ain't get lachar misa. That's why she needs to make a kinyan now, when he's still alive, because ain't get lachar misa. What's the Mordechi's kasha of Divrei Shchivmer as Kesuv Mechsurim? It's only Lachar Misa. So you see that the Mordechi is learning like Tosas and Arsig, and that it's Chala Mafreya, and there's no Get Lachar Misa. But again, we have Tosas in Gittin Tesam and Aleph that holds that it's Lachar Misa. That the gift of the Shchivmer goes Lachar Misa. The Ketzos and Simen Reish Nun, Sif Katan Aleph, he asks in the Gemara Bava Basra. There it says that Rav Shimon Gamliel is Moda, that normally he holds that if somebody says Nechasei Lecha V'Achorecha L'Ploni, first my Nechasim are going to you, and then after you die it goes to Ploni. And then the first guy went down and he sold it and he ate stuff, so the second guy only gets what the first guy left over. But Rav Shimon Gamliel is Moda Shimnasim Manashchiv Meralo Asaklum. But if he gave them a man the shchiv meira, then he's done nothing. And the sale is not a valid sale. Meaning that if the first beneficiary gave away this property, b'man shchiv meira, then it doesn't go to the person who he gave it to. Rather, it goes to the second person, the acharecha. My taima. Why is that? I'm rabbi manashchim ralo kana lachar misa. Kvarkadmu acharecha. The manashchim was after death. And this acharecha is earlier, it's at the second of death. And not after. Therefore, it's too little too late. So the first beneficiary wanted to give it to somebody else. But kvarkadmu acharecha. The guy who was supposed to come next beat the guy who received the Imana Shchiv Meira. But wait a second. If you hold that the person's Kona La Mafreya, the person who received the Imana Shchiv Meira was Kona before the Acharecha. The Acharecha is only Kona B'Shas Amisa. And the person who receives the Imana Shchiv Meira acquires La Mafreya. It's even this Gemara that the Imana Shchiv Meira is not La Mafreya. This is discussed there by the Ktzos, and the Siv and Sivkat Yudal, the name of Marit. Another Kasha the Or Sameach asks from a Gemara in Kesubis and Hamid Beis. I'm not going to get into that. So, in order to explain this, we have to go a little bit into the Inyan of Kinyan Lizman. have to go into the union of Kinyan Lizman, and then through that, hopefully, we'll understand this whole union of Matna Shchiv Meira and other Chashev Inyanim. So, what's the din if somebody sells a field to his friend for a specific period of time, for Guf and for Paris? He's selling it to him for a certain amount of time, and he says, during this time, it's mamash your field. It's your field for the Guf of the field and for the Paris of the field. It's all yours. According to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Paris laf Kinyan aguftami. If you just sell your field for Paris, that's not Kinyan Aguf. And therefore, if you sell your field for Paris, he brings Bikurim, but he doesn't read because he can't say the land that you gave me because it's not his land. Kinyan Paris laf Kinyan Aguf. But what about in our case, where he sold it to him Lizman, but he sold him the Guf Lizman? According to Reish Lakish, Kinyan Paris laf Kinyan Aguf, but he's selling him the Guf, but he's only selling it to him Lizman. For a specific period of time. So the Menchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tzari Aleph, Shin Lamed Tes, Taf Reish Vav, learns that Bailus Lizman is better than Kinyan Paris, because the Lokeach can be Bona, he can be Horace, he can do whatever he wants. The Rambam writes, Perek Chav Gimel, Melchus Mechir, Alech Ahein Vav, and therefore it's not talking the Machlokas of Yechon Reish Lakish, the Kulei Alm, everyone holds Mevi Vikari. So according to the Menchas Chinuch, Kinyan Lizman, Mevi Vikari. However, the Ran and Adarim writes, Shakol Kenyan Chain Olamis is only called a Kenyan Paris. If it's not an eternal Kenyan, it's only called Pinyan Paris, Kenyan Paris, like we see from Reish Lakish, Git Mem Chesamid Aleph, that if someone is Mocher Sadeyu, Zman Shayovel Noeg, maybe Veno Kore. Why? According to Reish Lakish, why? Because he's not a Kenyan Olamis. Right, he's Mocher Sadeyu, he's Mocher the Gufa Sada, but it's only Lizman. That's only called Kenyan Paris, and therefore, maybe Veno Kore, Mem Chesamar Aleph. And therefore, you can't have Kedushin Lizman Beisha, because Ein Bisha Le Kenyan Aguf Bilvad. Because if the whole word of a Kenyan Lizman is only, you're only getting the Paris, so you can't have a Isha Kenyan Lisha Lizman, because by an Isha you're getting Kenyan Aguf, and you can't have a Kenyan Aguf Lizman. Ein Sham in the Ran. It's again Aran in Adarim, page 29a. So Mavur Medivri Aran, Shagam Kenyan Lizman, Gufu Paris. If you have a Kenyan Lizman for the Guf and for the Paris, Dine Ke Kenyan Paris. And according to Reish Lakish, maybe Venokor, you can't read the parasha because it's not your land. So writes the Ktsilis, Reish Nizayin, Tif Katan Gimel. Yesh La'ayin, Begeder Adover, the Chosh of Kenyan, Ke Kenyan Paris, Linyan Bikurim. What's pshat that as far as Bikurim goes, only consider Kenyan Paris? Kenyan Lizman, he's considered the Bailim Gamur for that time, like the Rambam writes, Hamocha Gufa Karka Lizman calls a raise a Mechira. Umishtam Shalokech Beguf Kechevtsa Vochel Paris calls Mana Mechira. Ubisov Tachsu Labealeo, Bone of Horus Vilsibu calls Mana Akotsuv. Moshe Sakoni Kenyan Oilam. So the Rambam is very clear that if you get a field for his man, and during that Zman, it's completely yours. So how can the Ran say that it's only considered Kenyan Paris? Vein B'tshuvis, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Tzimit Samach Vav, that we see that a talis that's Knoi Lizman is Chayiv B'tzitzis Min HaTorah, it's not considered Shu'ula. So to buy is Kenyan Lizman, it's Chayiv Mezuzah. Even if you hold Tzchiris is Derabana, but if it's a buy, it's HaKonu Lizman, it's Chayiv Mezuzah Min HaTorah. And therefore he writes, B'shutfin, B'taylis, or B'bayis, Shem Ben Din Chalukah, Shil Divei Ram Ben Adarim. So the Kaimelon, Kevulaz Reb Yosi, Hainu Bishal Shekol Echad Mishtamish Biyomer Reu Shelo Legamre, Chayev Kol Echad Mem Biyom Mitzitzes Umezuzah, and therefore the Rebbe Kivego writes that if you have two people who are shutfin or in a talis or in a house, so the din is that each person on his day is considered the complete owner. Who shalol gamre, and therefore, on the day, let's say I share a tzitzis talis with you. So on my day, I'm chayvin talis midoraisa. On your day, you're chayvin talis midoraisa. On my day, I'm chayvin mezuzah doraisa. On your day, you're chayvin mezuzah doraisa. And let's say my shutif is a goy seder. So on the day that it's my day, so then I'm chayvin tzitzis. I'm chayvin in mezuzah because on my day it's mine. When Chaschinuch writes in Mitzvah Mem Beis, Bekom Mitz Mincha, the Shitas Amarasha, later on in Gittin on the Malafam Beis, that Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shivcha Kenainis, is only the Shivcha Kenainis that belongs to his master, but he's also in a Shivcha Kenainis doesn't belong to his master. So the Min Chaschinuch writes, according to that, if a person is kind of Shivcha Kenainis to his man, he could give it to his Eved because it's his. V'chein B'Shivcha Kenainis Shal Shnei Shutfin. Two shutfin on a shivcha kenainis, and they split her up. You won't get Sunday, I get Monday, etc. So when you use her on your day, she's all yours. And in the Ran, at the beginning of a shutfin, we see that if somebody has a kinyan l'zman b'nichsei chavero, it's mutter when he's mutter hana. He's not nana mishel chavero klum. Because he is a kinyan l'zman b'nichsei chavero, so on the days that it's his, it's his. It's not considered that he's nene from his friend. And we see this, that kinyan l'zman is considered. So again, you see it's bailus gemura. From all of these cases, you see that kinyan l'zman is considered bailus gemura. And we see this from the Shitas for Avidir Koin Sedek, brought in the Chivas HaRash, Klal Lamedesi Simen Beis, that Esro Gakoin Lizman, Yotze Dechovaso, is considered Lachem, not like the Russian Sukkah. Perigimel Simen Lamashaino Yotze, and Ksos Reish Memal Sif Kotin Dalit. So you see that even though it requires Lachem, but if it's Kanu Lizman, it's considered Lachem. So now we have all these examples, we have to understand how's Bikurim different? Bikurim is only considered Kenyan Paris when it's a Kenyan Lizman. And therefore, if you hold Kenyan Paris as Lafka Kenyan Aguf, maybe Veno Kore, you're Bailam Gemurim. Like we see from all these other cases, that you're Bailam Gemurim. So why by Bikurim? Are you not allowed to read the Parsha? It's considered, it should be considered your land, even though it's a Kenyan Lizman, because a Kenyan Lizman is considered your Kenyan. Beloved friends, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to go weiter. And we're going to see Neflos Gedolos Mitaris Hashem Belineder. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much.